Hello, thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Proverbs 23 today, verses 15 through 21. Proverbs 23, verses 15 through 21. It says, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart too will be glad. My inmost being will exult when your lips speak what is right. Let not your heart envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. Surely there is a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and direct your heart in the way. Be not among drunkards or among the gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags." When you're training your children, and that's what we've been looking at in this section of scripture here, in this section of Proverbs over the last couple of challenges, when you're training up your children and you're disciplining and you're molding and teaching them, one of your biggest competitors is they're going to be their friends, their peers. Here we see that he's saying to his son, look, if your heart is wise, if you'll do what is right, it'll make my heart glad, it'll make me happy inside. But then at the same time, in verse 17, he says, let your heart not envy sinners, but continue in the fear of the Lord all the day. And then again in verse 19, hear my son and be wise and direct your heart in the way. Don't be among drunkards, among gluttonous eaters of meat, because those people are going to lead to destruction and poverty. You see, the pull is strong. The pull of peers. If you have children and you raise children, or teenagers especially, you know it doesn't matter if you've raised them from the day they were born. Once they become teenagers, all of a sudden what their friends think is way more important than what you think or what anybody else thinks. Now, how much worse, though, if the peers that they idolize are prone to more and more sin? That's why the scripture's saying here, teach them the end result of disobedience or obedience. Teach them what, if you go down that road, if you actually hang out with folks like that and you live like that, what's it going to end up with? Where are you going to end up? I don't know if you know this or not, but there was a psalmist named Asaph who actually struggled as well with seeing how the sinners were prospering and the righteous appeared to be suffering. And he struggled with it. Listen to Psalm 73. He said, "Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no pangs until death. Their bodies are fat and sleek. They're not in trouble as others are. They are not stricken like the rest of mankind. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes swell out through fatness. Their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice. Loftily, they threaten oppression. They set their mouths against the heavens, and their tongues struts through the earth. Therefore, people turn back to them and find no fault in them. And they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease. They increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence, for all the day long I have been stricken and rebuked every morning. If I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task, until I went into the sanctuary of God, and then I discerned their end. Truly you set them in slippery places. You make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment, swept away utterly by terrors, like a dream when one awakes. O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms." You see, what the psalmist did was he was seeing the rich and famous, if you will, and the wicked, and he watched how they were living in nice big homes and having big parties, and he was envious of them until he remembered what their end is going to be. How ultimately they're going to spend eternity separated from God if they don't receive his forgiveness through Jesus Christ. And that's what the proverb writer here is saying to his son. Look, don't be among drunkards, because the drunkard and the glutton are going to come to poverty, and slumber will clothe them with rags. Pay attention to what the end result is of the people that your friends are and what they do. And so I want you to understand, today's challenge is simply this. As you're raising your children, don't lose sight of the fact that their peers are going to have a strong influence on them. The scripture says to teach them to watch out for that, not to hang out with the bad kind of, you know, so scripture says bad company corrupts good morals. At the same time, show them what their end is going to be. As you continue down that road, if you just continue living a life of drinking and partying every night, where are you going to end up? If you keep having relationships sexually outside of the relationship God designed between a man and a woman, what is the end result going to be? And use the consequence, again, tied to last Saturday's challenge, as a way to help them realize maybe following what my friends do is not such a great idea. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.